Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. On this week's episode, we are going to be looking at the upcoming contract for Franco Colapinto. So this was a bye week. We had no race this past weekend. We're looking ahead to the Austrian Grand Prix, and that race has some pretty big implications in the Alpine home front. So just a little for our newer F1 fans. The first six races of the season, the second seat with Alpine, racing alongside Pierre Gasly, that seat was Jack Doohan's. After Jack Doohan's DNF in Miami, after his sixth race, he was replaced with Franco Colapinto. And Franco Colapinto was initially announced by Flavio to be signed for five races. So this upcoming weekend, the Austrian Grand Prix, is the fifth race. And unless he gets a new contract, it could be his last race. Now, there is a lot of speculation around this because initially Flavio announced that Franco would be coming in for five races, but he has pulled back in the last week on those comments and has said in numerous interviews, like, there's no set limit on his race numbers. He'll get as many races as needed. So people are now wondering if we are going to see a set fast five races. Like, will this be his last race this weekend? And then there's also the aspect that in a season, you can only have four racers signed. So Pierre Gasly has been one, Jack Doohan was the second, and Franco Colapinto's the third. If Franco Colapinto is out after this upcoming weekend, they can either bring back Jack Doohan or they can bring in a fourth racer. But as soon as that fourth racer is brought in, that is it. So there's going to be some pretty big decisions that need to be made here. Now, if we do look up, like if we look at Colapinto in his first four races since he was brought in with the team, he has not stepped up. He has failed to score a single point for Alpine. Now, that being said, Doohan also has yet to have scored a point for Alpine as well. Doohan had six appearances in Formula One this season. He had a DNF on the first race in Australia. I mean, a lot of speculation around rain, a rookie driver. He had a 13th place finish, a 15th, 14th, and 17th. And then in his last race in Miami, Lawson had impact with him and he had a very unfortunate DNF. I would have liked to have seen what he would have done that weekend. Colapinto has had four races and has scored placed 16th, 13th, 15th, and 13th. So they are sitting quite tight with each other with an average of, if you take out the DNFs, because some argue that they were unfortunate and not the result of reflective of what his races would have looked like. If you just look at the four place finishes for Doohan compared to Colapinto, Doohan's sitting at a 14.75, Colapinto's at 14.5. So both drivers have failed to score a single point. That being said, coming out of the Alpine front, there was a lot of positivity. They really felt that Colapinto had hit his stride in Canada and that they're confident, his engineers are confident moving forward with what he'll be able to do. So when you're looking at this head-to-head, and a lot of people are like, well, Colapinto hasn't stepped up, he hasn't scored a single point, but you're looking at him comparatively to Jack, like, do you bring Jack back? Who's the better option for this seat? So we wish Franco Colapinto the best of luck this upcoming weekend in Austria. We think he may need it, and it will be interesting to see what they do with this seat going forward. And just a real quick mention as well, for those of you who do not follow the F1 driver's social media accounts, pop on over to Mercedes reserve driver Valtteri Bottas. He drove with Stake last year. He is now the reserve driver at Mercedes. He has an interesting reel up where he is commenting on a Cadillac, and that's a really nice seat in the Cadillac. and how he'd like to sit in the seat, but just not yet. So again, within seconds of this being posted on social media, it caused a frenzy. And is Valtteri Bottas soft launching his debut at Cadillac is the big question. So it was nice chatting with you guys today. And we look forward to catching up with you Monday to recap the Austrian Grand Prix. Thank you.